Hello.
Hi, Monique. It's Becky from Deluxe.
How you doing, Becky?
Good, thank you. So I did some research here regarding Christopher. Is now a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So listen to what I came out with. I just spoke to the state for a while, and
okay.
They said like this. They said that we have a catch-22 here because they're only going to put in a new referral once the patient has a discharge date. Now, the hospital, Hillside, is not going to give him a discharge date unless he has a new referral, unless he has home care set up.
Yeah, and she told me to call and get him a doctor, a primary care, a doctor's appointment, and then I would get a discharge date, and so he can be seen by the doctor. She said once I set that up, that's the way, only way they're going to discharge him anyway. So I'm gonna make a phone call and get that done, you know, since I got his Medicaid number and everything.
Wait, so this doctor, so say that again. The doctor is going to give him a discharge date?
Oh, the facility. They say once I make the doctor's appointment and that I get a set date and I let them, the facility know, they want to know as long as he has a primary care physician set up to see, and then they say they can give him a discharge date, then the facility can to come home for home services. But I have to have the doctor's appointment in place.
So the doctor's appointment is going to, they're not, but the doctor's not going to give a discharge date if he wasn't yet approved for home care. If he wasn't yet referred for home care, right?
What, you saying the doctor that they see at the facility or the doctor's office that I'm going to call? Which one are you talking about?
I think I'm talking about the facility.
Okay, the doctor at the facility, well, I don't know that part. I just know that the social worker who you spoke with yesterday,
right. Yeah.
He said he has to have a doctor's appointment date set, and until that's done, it won't be a discharge date at all. But I did ask her yesterday before we left, do she think that I will be able to bring him home within the next month? You know, and she said, almost definitely. Now, that's what she said. I got to set the appointment.
How much could he do on his own? Like, could he speak? Or how much, like, how disabled is he? Mentally disabled, is he?
They say the first stage of dementia, but like I'm telling you, you can definitely have a conversation with him. When we went up there yesterday, or every time that me and my mama went up there, he looked and said, my niece, my sister. You know, you can sit and hold a conversation with him. Now, I asked him, did he see a doctor at the facility? Now, he said no, but like the social worker said, they may not even be dressed in doctor's clothing, which I've seen that as well, working at the facility. They may have on a jogging suit and come and visit, but like we asked, don't they still say, hey, because you're supposed to let them know who you are and what you're here to do. So he say he haven't seen a doctor. She say he have. And like I say, he definitely can speak for himself, because they would tell, we go to him, he say, get me out of here. I say, that's what I'm working on now. He say, oh, okay. He's not out of it. I'm going to say that at all.
So here's what here's what I determined, what I figured out. I'll just explain the whole situation, and then after you'll discuss with me how that applies to him.
Okay.
He can only be referred for home care once he has a discharge date. Now, once he's discharged, let's say he does get discharged, he does get home, he does get discharged, they do the assessment, and they decide that he is not consumer directing. If we're worried about, that's what we're worried about, that they're not going to approve him for the fact that he's consumer directing. So I want you to just understand your options. I think you had mentioned to me in the past that you're a CNA.
Yeah.
So in that event, look, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that it's just, he gets approved. You know, the doctor decides. I hope best case, The doctor decides he's allowed to get discharged. The patient gets discharged. We do we do a new referral. They do an assessment. They decide he's good. He does. He's CDS approved. You become his aide. Good.
Yeah,
but
that's what we're hoping for.
In case that doesn't happen, what you could do, I just spoke with the state, is he could be approved, if he's not approved for CDS on that assessment, he could be approved for, he could be approved for in-home services.
Yes.
In-home services is, it's a whole process onto itself.
Okay.
But it means that the patient, that the aide, as long as it's not a direct family member, like parent, grandparent, sibling, step-sibling, child, grandchild, which you're a niece, right?
I'm a niece, yeah.
So you would be approved to be his in-home caregiver?
Yes.
That would be your second option. The only annoying part for you is that you would have to, first of all, you wouldn't be working with me. But also another annoying part is that you would have to get approved through in-home, which is a process. But, you know what? As in, I don't know, I don't work for in-home, so I don't know what it would mean to sign up to be an aide under in-home. I don't know what the process is because I don't do it.
Okay.
But whichever agency you would choose that does in-home, you would call separately and say, hi, I'm calling to sign up, and I actually have a patient that wants me. It's not my direct family member. You'll give them your credentials. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it takes to be hired as an in-home with an in-home agency. I just don't know because I don't do it. But but in the event that CDS doesn't, basically the next three steps ahead of us is to get him discharged and to make a referral and to have an assessment. If the assessment determines he's not consumer directing, no problem. We'll try to get him into in-home. I mean, I, at that point, I'm going to be out of the picture, but you're going to try to put him into in-home.
And I still hope that don't happen.
Me too.
Because I want to work with y'all.
Look, listen, I also want to work with you, but I also want to make sure that he gets help. And if we're not the right fit for him, then I understand, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so now let me tell you this too. Yesterday when I was speaking with the social worker, Carrie, she, I'm trying to see what I was getting ready to say. I asked her, I forgot my thought just that fast. What I would ask, because I asked her so many questions.
Right.
Oh, what was I getting ready to say? I forgot what I was getting ready to say. Like I said, I asked her, I know what it was now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, about a month ago, I forgot the lady name from the state. She was going to do an assessment. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, she was going to go to she told me she was going to go to the facility because I was going to meet her there. And Carrie told me, no, nobody can come to the facility and assess him.
Because there was no discharge date.
That's why. That's the whole thing. Okay. Okay. So do I need to contact that lady back once I get the discharge
date? Once you get a discharge date.
Yes.
Then call the state and make a new referral.
Okay. And
they're
going to
say.
I got her number in my book.
Right, you're gonna have to call you're gonna have to call the main line because that referral was already closed.
Okay.
I can give you the number.
Let me rewrite it down just in case. Wait a minute, let me get my pen. Let me see here. Let me go back. Okay, what's the number?
866.
866.
835.
835. Okay.
3505.
And that is, what is that? What part is that? What department is that?
That's the State of Missouri HCBS, Home and Community-Based Services.
Community-based service. I'm just going to write that. Thanks.
And you can write a little note for yourself. That is once he has a discharge date, to call and make a new referral for home care.
Okay. Okay. I'm working on that now.
Yeah, work on getting a discharge date. Once you have it, you call the state, let them know. We have you know, he's in Hillside, but he has a discharge date of whatever, and they'll set you up for an assessment.
All right, thank you. I'm going to try to make that doctor's appointment today, because then that's what I have to present to the facility.
Yeah, then they'll decide if he's CDS or in-home, and you'll take it from there.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Becky.
Sure. No problem.
Okay.
If you
All
could,
right.
are you going to talk
mm-hmm.
I guess her name is Carrie. Is Carrie last name Beard?
I don't, Mama, you know Carrie last name. They never get it.
The person I spoke to is Carrie.
Yes, her name is Carrie.
Oh, so yeah, so then, because her email address is Seabeard. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I can email her. Hamzy, it will take me time to send out this email. What do you be, mm-hmm. are you going to speak to her in the next, before Monday?
I didn't think, I mean, if I could tell her about the doctor's appointment, that would be all that I would have to speak with her about.
All right, because I'll write her a little email, but I want it to be,
yeah.
I'll tell her you can ask, you can speak with Monique if you have questions. I explained
yes.
it to her, okay?
Okay, yes, okay.
Okay, fine. Great, thank
right.
you.
Okay, bye.
Sure, no problem.